Guys, I have something to tell you that happened to me a couple weeks ago. I was out in my backyard picking up rocks. Rocks grow down here, I discovered. So I was picking them up so I could plant some grass and try to get my grass to grow. And I seen something shiny. Leaned down and looked at it. I thought, what is that? So I picked it up, and I'll show you what it was. Gold. I found gold. Do you guys know what gold is?
Yeah, it's real gold.
No, it's not. It was real gold. I'm telling you, look. Gold is worth lots of money. I was rich. I got so excited. I thought, I am going to... No, you leave that alone. He's ruining my plan here. I decided I was going to buy me a sewing machine. I had all kinds of money. One of those sewing machines that you push a button and it sews by itself. And then my husband, he loves to fish. I was going to go out and buy him a brand new TR-21 Triton bass boat with a 250 Merc racing engine on it and all the accessories. Jamie, my daughter, I was going to buy her a baby grand piano because she loves music. And then, Eric, I'm going to build a room on for you to put it, okay? And then I thought, Pastor Eric, he's my son-in-law. I'm going to buy him a coffee shop, Starbucks. I was so excited, I couldn't wait. I was so excited, I couldn't wait for my husband to get home. And he came home, and I went, look, Jimmy, look, we're rich, I found gold. And he said, let me look at that. And he looked at it, and he said, honey, that's not gold. What do you mean it's not gold? Look, look, guys. It's shiny. See? Here, you guys want a piece? It's shiny. It's gold-colored. It was in the ground. It's gold. And he went, honey, that's fool's gold. It's not worth anything. You were right, weren't you? Well, that's... Anyway, I was very disappointed, guys, because I wasn't rich anymore. And that gold had fooled me. That rock was nothing but rock. Oh, you didn't get a piece?
He got like 15.
There you go.
He got like 15.
Yeah. Yeah, he cheated, didn't he? Here. Here's two more for you. We've got to share this valuable stuff here, guys. Anyway, I got to thinking, all joking aside, I got to thinking about this gold and how I had been fooled by it. And I thought, you know what, guys? Sometimes we're fooled by things that really seem like the right thing to do. Like, for example, what happens if you're in a grocery store and you want a piece of candy? And mom says, no, can't have any today. And you stand there and you look at that candy and you think, that store's got all kinds of candy. That's not fair. If I just took one little piece, they'd never notice it and it'd be okay. It wouldn't be okay, would it? That's stealing. And God says that we shouldn't steal. How about if we're at school and a friend comes up to us and says, I didn't get my homework done last night. Can I copy yours? No. Well, no. And he says, but you're my friend. You're my good friend. If you're really a good friend, you'll let me copy. It's almost the truth, isn't it? You are a good friend, but you should never cheat. How about, this is a good one, guys, listen carefully. What if somebody's at school and they're different? Maybe they don't dress as nice as we do. Maybe they look funny. Maybe they talk funny. Maybe they're just different. And some of your friends are making fun of them. And you think, well, I want to fit in. I want to be like them. Should you join in and make fun of that child too? No, you shouldn't, because Jesus said, love one another as I have loved you. Sometimes we can get so close to the truth. And it's kind of tricky. Just like this fool's gold was so close to looking like gold, but it tricked me, didn't it? It fooled me. So always remember, when you're that close, you have to say, what would Jesus do in this situation? And I think that you would find out the truth and you would do the right thing, okay? Now, I've got one more question for you. What do you think I have here? Candy, gold, corn. You know what it is. I kind of fooled you. It's bubble gum, okay? Candy bubble gum. So each of you have some here. Ask Mom and Dad before you start chewing it, okay? Go ahead and get you some. And always... Okay, here you go. Huh? Yes, you can have some left.
Can I have some?
Yes, you can. But you don't get Starbucks. Did everybody get some? Oh, you got some? Everybody got some?